Pat Fitzgerald's Northwestern Wildcats football team will go after its third straight bowl win when the Cats play Utah on December 31st in the Holiday Bowl. NU is 8-5, and they won the Big Ten West this year. Hello, everyone. Welcome to this edition of Sports and Commentary. I'm your host, Greg Stewart, and the program is sponsored by your tax-deductible gifts to Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster, Incorporated. You can contribute anytime or learn more at WWIB.com. Wildcats running back Chad Hanaoka, a senior from Honolulu, is back with me on the show today. So New Year's Eve, Holiday Bowl. Tell us, Chad, what we should know about this matchup with Utah.
Yeah, I mean, I think Utah is an incredible opponent. I mean, obviously they're ranked in the top 25, but they play extremely hard. They're very well disciplined, and at least from an offensive standpoint, for myself and our offense, looking at their defense really flies around. And if anyone watched the Pac-12 championship, they didn't give up very many points to an explosive Washington offense. And so, just really looking forward to the challenge. It's going to definitely be really hard fought because I know both sides of the ball, everyone plays hard, and especially in special teams, that's another thing that Coach Fitz always emphasizes, and I think Utah, their head coach, does the same as well. So I think it's a really great matchup, and I'm really excited, obviously, to be in sunny San Diego, a little closer to home for my family. So, yeah, really looking forward to it.
Yeah, and you told me your family's going to make the trek up from Honolulu. And with the strengths, like you said, of both defenses, this could be, one of those grinded-out games.
Yeah, I mean, I would kind of compare them to Iowa, their defensive structure, how hard they play, how downhill they play. And so if it's any indication of the Iowa game, it could very well be a slugfest and a low-scoring game. But we'll see. As an offense, we're looking forward to putting up some points. So, doing everything that we can to prepare and get ready for this game. So,
you were a captain of your high school football team there in Hawaii and helped that club to back-to-back state titles, but were not recruited by a D1 college team. How did you wind up here in the Midwest at Northwestern there in Evanston, Illinois?
Yeah, so coming out of high school, I wasn't a highly touted recruit, and so I had to kind of send emails out to a bunch of schools, and fortunately, I heard back from Northwestern as a potential walk-on, but I had to get into school on my own first, and so it turns out I actually ended up getting waitlisted at Northwestern, and I put a deposit down at another university to play Division III football, actually. But when I got in off the waitlist at Northwestern, I picked Northwestern over that school, and they told me that because I was waitlisted, they couldn't hold a roster spot for me because there was no guarantee that I'd get in. And so when I, decided to commit to attending Northwestern, the coaching staff said that, or the recruiting staff, because I hadn't been in touch with the coaching staff at all, actually, but the recruiting staff said that I could join the video team and help out in that way, just get to know some of the players, some of the coaches. And so my freshman fall when I got here, I was just a video assistant. I was videoing practices and games just so that the players and the coaches could watch the film after practices and games. And after that fall season, in January of my freshman year is when I walked on and went through that spring ball. Everything else just was a journey. So, yeah, but I actually started off at Northwestern as a receiver, which is what I played in high school. And after that spring ball, going into fall camp of my sophomore year is when they moved me to running back. So, which I'm so grateful for because I've come to really love the running back position, and I think it really suits me well. So, yeah, it's been a fun four and a half, five years that I've really come to enjoy, and this place has really become home to me.
Okay, so tell me about the first time you met Coach Fitz.
Yeah, so as I had mentioned, in high school, I was only in touch with the recruiting staff. I had never talked to the coaches. And so right around like January, February of my freshman year, when I was out there doing workouts and leading up to spring ball, Coach Fitz came out and he saw me running around. And in the fall, he knew me as a video guy. He had no idea that I had intentions to join the team. So he went over to the recruiting staff and was like, why are you guys adding guys to my team without telling me? He had no idea. He was like really confused as to why the video guy was out there running around. So it was pretty funny, but quickly, you know, we got to know each other. So
yeah, well, the video guy, our guest today, Chad Hanaoka from Honolulu, the senior with Northwestern's, really contributed on the field, as we've talked about during our conversations here on Sports and Commentary. I tell you what, we're going to have you contribute some more here, Chad. We're out of time for today's show, so let's get together again next time on S&C. And talk about your faith and the impact that Jesus has made in your life and your future. You're studying to become a doctor. Maybe Coach Fitz's physician someday. So thanks for being here today. We'll talk soon. Appreciate you spending some time with me.
Of course. Thank you so much for having me.